From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall. Last winter, we told you how Cheney, America's first historically black university, was on life support.
The Chester County institution has risked losing its accreditation in part because of crushing debt and dealt with shrinking enrollment that fell a whopping 38% in 2017. The campus dorms even ran out of hot water.
I don't know if you heard about that, but the hot water here at Cheney, it wasn't working for a week.
But Cheney could be turning a corner under new President Aaron Walton with a creative, collaborative plan that would help generate revenue on the 275-acre campus.
I'm happy to project that the fiscal year ending June of 2019, we will have a balanced budget.
Today, we're bringing you our original episode from March, where we examine the important role Cheney plays in educating black students, as well as the university's ongoing challenges.
And later, we'll update you about Cheney's efforts to help sustain itself into the future.
Today on The Why, Cheney's survival plan.
We wanted to take a historical and personal look at Cheney, so we asked Mary Beth Gassman, a professor of education at Penn who studies HBCUs, and Michael Cord, a Philadelphia attorney and Cheney alum, to sit down with us.
Michael Cord says his journey to Cheney started in elementary school.
I went to a school in North Philadelphia, Pratt Arnold, 22nd and Dolphin. The teachers there were really dedicated and committed, but they didn't have resources because we were a poor urban school. In the third grade, there was a citywide test, and I lucked up and did well. So what did the system do? They pulled me out of that North Philly school and put me in Masterman. Now, once they put me in Masterman, my way was paved. But I was no smarter than Tyrone, who sat behind me at Pratt Arnold, and Lakeisha, who sat in front of me. But I got lucky, got into Masterman, and from there, Cheney University and Ohio State School of Law.
I'm Mary Beth Gassman, and I'm a professor of higher education at the University of Pennsylvania. Well, Cheney is really amazingly unique in that it's one of three black colleges that were started prior to the Civil War. So Cheney began as the Institute for Colored Youth in 1837. And, you know, Pennsylvania had a lot of Quakers and people who were supportive of the abolitionist movement. And so that plays a part in how Cheney begins, because unlike many places in the South, the majority of the South, in the North, you do have people, both whites and free blacks, who are coming together to try to educate African Americans and to, quote, uplift the race. So that's what you're seeing, and Cheney is the result of that.
I went to Cheney for two reasons. One, because of its history as a black school, and two, more immediately, to become an English teacher. So for my freshman year and my sophomore year, I took all the education courses, all the English courses. And then at the end of my sophomore year, just like every other student, we applied for summer jobs. And I waited for the last minute. There were no good summer jobs available except one that nobody wanted. There was a group called PRC. Prisoners' Rights Council. It was a group of quote-unquote ex-cons who had gotten together. They had this little building, but they were functionally illiterate, and they wanted to apply for grants and loans, but they couldn't fill out the forms, so they reached out to different colleges for summer interns. They changed my life. They said, Michael, you love to talk, you love to write, you talk too much, you argue. Being a teacher is a noble profession, but you ought to be a lawyer. And they redirected me. So now I go back to Cheney and say, hey, I took all these English courses and education courses. What can you do? And here's where that family thing comes into HBCUs. They tailor-made a program for me so that if I stayed an extra semester, I'd not only get a Bachelor of Science in English Education, but I'd get a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. So I graduated from Cheney with two separate degrees, and that paved the way to get a full academic scholarship to Ohio State University School of Law.
Thank you. Over the past few decades, Cheney has fallen on hard times.
It's no secret that this university has been in distressed financial condition for years. The school ran a budget deficit of $7.4 million in fiscal 2017.
The reasons why are complicated. Mary Beth Gassman says it's a combination of things, from financial mismanagement to enrollment that's steadily declined over the past 10 years and dropped by 38% just since last year. In addition, she says Pennsylvania hasn't always treated the school fairly. In 1969, the federal government cited Pennsylvania for discriminating in its university funding. That funding imbalance was never addressed, and in 1999, the state signed an agreement with the government to provide more funding and new programs to the school, but that agreement was never fully implemented.
There has been underfunding of Cheney over the years as part of the state system. What we know is overall in the country that black colleges historically, if they are part of state systems, have been discriminated against in terms of funding. I will say that Pennsylvania has put more money as of late into Cheney.
In recent years, the state has given Cheney yearly loans to keep it afloat and corrected the funding imbalance. Michael Cord says it's too little too late.
Let's say over the last 10 years that in the first year of the 10 years, there's this pie and the 13 white schools get 99% of the pie. Cheney gets 1%. Second year, same thing. Third, fourth, fifth. So now here we are at the 10th year. And the state says, yeah, Mike, you're right. We haven't been slicing the pie equally. So now we'll give everybody equal slices, 14. We're like, no, we got to get more than 1/14 because of what you did in the last 9 years. Cheney's plight is not self-inflicted. It comes from outside. So we are where we are because of the system, but we're overcoming it.
You know, from my overview of Cheney, looking at their numbers and looking at their numbers through the National Center for Educational Statistics, which is those are numbers that they submit, right, is that they are spending too much money on administration, on kind of like the overhead component.
Last year, Cheney did take steps toward change, partnering with Thomas Jefferson University, Starbucks Foundation, and the technology company Epcot Crenshaw.
Epcot Crenshaw is developing a new headquarters right here on campus. Features will include research labs, greenhouses, and a new aquaponics facility.
I think partnerships with foundations and corporations are essential at this moment. What I will say is that you just need to make sure that the partnerships are fair. And the lives of black students need to be at the center of whatever you are doing. It can't be about profit. It needs to be about the lives of black students. So I think that Cheney has to, you know, they have to engage in these things. And it's not like Cheney's the only one doing it. I mean, universities across the country are partnering with different restaurants and corporations. And of course, they get foundation support.
We live in a capitalist society, and you either flow or you fail. And I wanted Cheney to flow. And when I saw entities like Thomas Jefferson University and Epcot Crenshaw and Starbucks coming to Cheney, and not in a way where they were paternalistic, giving us a handout, because with Thomas Jefferson, we would collaborate and students could work on a pre-med degree. And Thomas Jefferson would bring its facilities on campus. And Epcot Crenshaw, the same kind of thing, bring its facilities on campus. And Starbucks. And in addition to those, Cheney is also negotiating with a large hotel chain to possibly bring in a hotel and a conference center.
A lot of HBCUs started as a means of educating African Americans. Mm-hmm. They could not get an education at other universities. That has changed, and there's a lot of choice mm-hmm. for everybody now. Mm-hmm. So do we still need Cheney, and do we still need HBCUs?
This is what it comes down to. The answer is yes. I am certainly not going to say that every white professor, every white administrator at every white school is a racist. I'm not going to say that. But what I will say is that they won't have the connection, the bond, the sympathy that black professors have at black universities. I pointed out what happened to me in getting 2 degrees. And even once I got admitted to Ohio State, I was a poor kid from North Philly raised by a single mother. I didn't have the money to drive from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to Columbus, Ohio, to go to law school. A professor, a black professor at Cheney, gave me his credit card. That wouldn't have happened anywhere else.
Wow.
So it's a couple things. It's that family bond that we need. It's that safe space that we need. So in a perfect world, no, we don't need HBCUs. But in the world that is America, damn right, we need HBCUs.
Cheney has produced an amazing group of people who have had an incredible influence. I believe that Cheney can do that again. Okay, I believe Cheney can do that again. I don't believe Cheney can do it if they stay the way they are. I never, ever want to be an advocate for a black college not surviving. I just think just the contributions of black colleges to society, to the building of the black middle class, for me, I don't want us to lose them.
Mary Beth Gassman is a professor of higher education at the University of Pennsylvania. Michael Cord is a Philadelphia attorney and Cheney graduate. This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Annette John Hall. As Cheney was figuring out creative ways to stay afloat, it was also trying to attract attention with its Keystone Honors Academy. Philadelphia Inquirer education reporter Susan Snyder came in to share some of the details.
So the Honors Academy is a program that Cheney's had in place for quite some time, and it's basically for academically talented students who apply to the school, get in, and they get a complete full ride, which is tuition, fees, room and board. It's always been regarded as one of the best things about Cheney ever since I've been covering the school for over the last decade. And recently, the most recent state budget that was passed basically increased the funding dramatically for those scholarships so that the school can fund, I believe, an additional 75 students that could come in under that scholarship. Basically, they went from about $2.3 million in funding to about almost nearly $4
million. Wow.
So quite an increase from the legislature.
Quite an increase. So what does this infusion of money for the scholarship program mean?
So it means that Cheney can make money available to more high-quality students, you know, in terms of, and when I talk about high quality, you're talking about, you know, students who are performing at higher levels and may want to come into Cheney, and the fact that they can come here on a full ride could be very enticing, you know, for the university. And the fact is that the president has said that he expected to meet their enrollment target of 634, even without this infusion of cash. So they won't know for sure, probably until late July, early August, when all the books are settled and all the bills and stuff. But he said at this point, it looked like they were going to be able to make it. Now, they've been in the middle of a major fundraising campaign. He's not told me how much they've raised so far, but he said that they have been able to bring in, you know, some additional dollars to support the school via the fundraising campaign.
And this would be huge if they balanced the budget, right?
It would be, because that has been something that they really need to do in order to keep their accreditation. And they've already gotten two extensions on their accreditation. So this November, there's really no mechanism for a third extension. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like they really need to show that they are financially stable, that their enrollment is coming back to keep their accreditation.
So, Sue, you've been covering Cheney for over 10 years. Based on your reporting, does it seem to you that Cheney may be finally turning a corner?
You know, it could be. I mean, I would say the Governor Wolf has been in Cheney's corner, really helping the school and supporting it. So, I mean, that's a pretty strong proponent to have, you know, to have in your corner. And we'll know in November, which is when the commission is scheduled to vote, whether the university has been able to do enough to convince the commission to renew its accreditation.
Well, Susan, thanks so much for all your reporting, and thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. We had editing help on today's episode from Eugene Son. Our intern is Xavier Lopez. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.